Welcome back to another edition of Praise the Lord. Looking forward to a great hour of good music with you, and maybe we'll throw a few laughs in there also. So call your friends, call your neighbors. It's time for Praise the Lord. Well, hello, and once again, I want to welcome you in to another edition of Praise the Lord. Dawn Suhan in here with you. Still plenty of time. Call your friends, call your neighbors, tell them that Praise the Lord is on the air. We're going to start you off with the Hearts of Faith, and By the Time They Find Me Missing.
My old friends say I'm missing all the good times. Why I live for Jesus, they can't understand. But by the time they realize I'm truly missing, I'll be missing the tribulation, living in glory land. And by the time they find me missing, and I'm not a millionaire, but I know for sure I'll not be missing heaven, where I'm known to all as rich and then beyond compare. And by the time they find me missing,
and by the time they find me missing. Here's Ed Hickman. He is happy and high.
This whole world is sinking fast in the depths of sin and shame. All the newsmen point their fingers, but no one will take the blame. There is shortage all around us. Energy crisis brings us pain. But my hopes are set far higher, not on earthly things to gain. Happiness song that I am singing, Jesus pardon all my sin. For he placed his arms around me, made the joy bells ring within. I am looking for a city far beyond the starry sky. Never a care, never a worry, happy am I. Men are blinded in their darkness, reaching for a better way. Never thinking of tomorrow, only living for today. But the message rings much louder, nearer still and far beyond. Of the blood of Christ still reaching deeper than the stain has gone. I am traveling toward that city where the streets are made of gold. There to meet and greet our loved ones where the saints will ne'er grow old. Looking on the face of Jesus when the choir begins to sing, then we'll
crown him Lord of Lords,
for he
is the King of Kings.
Happiness song that I am singing, Jesus pardon all my sin, for he placed his arms around me. May the joy bells ring within. I am looking for a sin far beyond the starry sky. Never a care, never a worry, happy am I. I am looking for a city far beyond the starry sky. Never a care, never a worry, happy am I. Never a care, never a worry, happy am I.
Ed Hickman, happy am I. Here is the Mercy River Quartet, I'll Live Again.
If some morning I am gone from this vale of tears,
I'm going
home to live again. I am going on a trip when I say goodbye.
Again, over on the battle's golden strand,
I'll sing
and shout
with a mighty angel band.
You'll see
me rise,
on the starry skies.
I'll live again
over on the other side.
On the mansion over there, built in beauty rare,
I'll live again
over on the
battle's golden strand.
I'll sing
and shout
with a mighty angel band.
You'll see
me rise
beyond the
starry skies.
I'll live again
over on the other side.
I'll live again
over on the
battle's golden strand.
I'll sing
and shout
with a mighty angel band.
You'll see me rise
beyond the
starry skies.
I'll live again
over on the other side.
I'll live again
over on the
battle's golden strand.
I'll sing
and shout
with a mighty angel band.
You'll see me rise
beyond the
starry skies.
I'll live again
over on the other side.
Live again on the other side, right here for you on Praise the Lord in Radio Action. Don Suhan in here with you.
Well, Mr. Smith, the nurse said you're having trouble sleeping.
Yeah, that's right, doctor.
Well, let's see what the problem. Whoa! You have an arrow sticking out of your side.
Yeah, if you could just give me something for the pain.
No! We have to remove that arrow.
You can't take my arrow away. It's a great conversation piece at parties. I get all kinds of sympathy with it, and it helped me get a job.
It did?
Yeah, they asked if I can handle adversity. I said, hey, I got an arrow sticking in my side.
But you could die.
All I need is something for the pain and to help me sleep at night.
I could give you some pain pills and you can try sleeping on your other side, but the pain will only get worse. You need surgery.
I'm not letting go of this arrow. It's too important to me. I'll try sleeping on my other side.
Are you holding on to something that's harming you? Are you reluctant to follow God's will because of something you don't want to let go of? God's blessings are always better than anything we have or would want to hold on to. Will you trust Him? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Well, we're going to lower the pace here a little bit with Mr. John David Copeland, and this is called Be Filled, right here for you on Praise the Lord and Radio Action.
Be filled. Be filled and speak to one another with a sound and hymns and songs, the songs the Spirit gives you for His praise. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to our Lord. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, for this is our worship to God. This is our worship to God. Be filled, be filled, and speak to one another with a psalm and hymns and songs, the songs the Spirit gives you for His praise. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to our Lord. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, for this is our worship to God. This is our worship to God. Be filled, be filled, be filled, and speak to one another with a psalm and hymns and songs, the songs the Spirit gives you for His praise. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to our Lord. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, for this is our worship to God. This is our worship to God. This is our worship to God.
Here come the Kingsmen. If you died tonight,
eternity waits when this life is done. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Without Jesus' grace, your soul will be lost. Repent and be saved at the foot of the cross.
Tell me, where would you go?
Tell me, where would you go?
If you died tonight,
if you died tonight,
is heaven your home?
Is heaven your home?
Has the blood been applied?
Has the blood
death will draw nigh, and your mortal soul will then be required. Tell me, where would you go?
Tell me, where would you go?
If you die tonight,
if you die tonight,
is heaven your home?
Is heaven your home?
Has the blood been applied?
Has the blood been applied?
Can you say that you know?
Can you say that you know?
Everything is alright.
Everything is alright.
Tell me, where would you go?
Tell me, where would you go?
If you die tonight.
If you die tonight.
Can you say that you know?
Can you say that you know?
Everything is alright.
Everything is alright.
Tell me, where would you go?
Tell me, where would you go?
If you die tonight.
Kingsman, if you died tonight. Here's Ivan Parker. I love living for the Lord.
I love living
for the Lord.
For the Lord.
I
love living
in the grace His love affords. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I confess.
I confess.
He's everything I want and more. Things above can take me away from my Father's love. Things below are principalities. Nothing in this world is gonna separate me. You know
I love living
for the Lord.
For the Lord.
I
love living
in the grace His love affords. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I confess.
I confess.
He's everything I want and more. Oh, I
love living for the Lord.
Every day I spend in the house of the Lord,
sweeter and sweeter than the day before.
Though I walk through the valley, I see goodness and mercy keep following me. You know,
I
love living
for the Lord.
I love living
in the grace His love affords.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I confess.
I confess.
He's everything I want and more.
This next song, ladies and gentlemen, I got it some time ago, and when I listened to it, it struck a chord with me, because a number of years ago I saw this quotation in a book, and it made an awful lot of sense to me. It said that yesterday was a mystery, or yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, and today is a gift, and that's why we call it the present. And I just felt that it made so much sense, that we dwell so much on yesterday and things that we can do nothing about. And sometimes we run to tomorrow and worry about the things that mightn't even come to us. And very often in doing that, we forget to live for today. This song talks about all those things. There's so many things we'd change if we lived our lives again. So many things we would and would not do. All the past mistakes we've made and the price that we have paid. Oh, how we'd live if we could start anew. But there's no going back, and we can change the past or turn back the hands of time. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and I know that only this moment is mine. There are things we'd never try, and tears we'd never cry, if we had known the hills far too steep. We'd have never tumbled down, or fallen in and drowned, if we had known the river was so deep. But there's no going back, and we can't change the past, or turn back the hands of time. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and I know that only this moment is mine. So it's best if we forget the things we now regret, for we cannot go back and change the past. Let us use those old mistakes, a better life to make, and tomorrow we may find that dream at last. For there's no going back, and we can change the past, or turn back the hands of time. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and I know that only this moment is. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and I know that only this moment is mine.
Mr. Daniel O'Donnell on Praise the Lord. Great song.
Isn't that the truest word you've ever heard?
Hey, I want to remind everyone that you can get in contact with me at dnsproductions@rocketmail.com. I'll give that to you one more time. dnsproductions@rocketmail.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and put in Don Suhan. DonSuhan. You can become a friend of mine on Facebook. Right now, it's time for the Possum Lodge Word Game.
It's the Possum Lodge Word Game, and joining me, Uncle Red, today is Mr. Dalton Humphrey of the Humphrey Everything Store. And we're playing for a very special international cuisine-type prize today. From Lauren's House of Condiments, Ketchups of the World!
Yeah, you're gonna like that one.
Alrighty, Uncle Red, you have 30 seconds to get Mr. Dalton Humphrey to say this word. Charity.
Yeah.
Charity.
Alright.
Go!
All right, Dalton, this begins at home.
Bad mood?
Okay, this is something that you do because it feels good, or maybe it's a tax deduction, eh?
Have kids?
No. Okay. When you put a dollar in the UNICEF box, it's...
Because the kid wouldn't give me change.
All right, say somebody's begging you for money because they want to get clothing or food or something, and you got no chance of ever seeing anything from it. You would call that...
Family.
Now, how about you know, giving support to the less fortunate? What would that be?
Sorry, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, boy. All right, the Salvation Army. Now, that's a place for...
Men's apparel at affordable prices.
No,
almost out of time,
yeah,
Uncle Red.
I know.
You're not even close. He's not even going to get it. No, wait. You know why? I'll tell you why. Your clues are bad. Bad!
bad. Out there bad. All right, Dalton. Remember Susie McClintock agreed to go on that date with Harold?
Oh, charity!
There we go.
Here's the Collingsworth family. It may be just another rainy day. Right here for you on Praise the Lord and Radio Action.
Storm clouds are coming and you're still humming yesterday's victory tune. You got it all together, but you haven't seen the weather that's coming when the day is through. But if you stop and listen and just pay attention to the word God has today, He knows what you need, and you can believe anything He has to say.
If God says build an ark, it won't be just another rainy day. If God tells you to start, you better not hesitate. He's got a master plan, He's working, and the best thing for you to do is obey.
If God says build an ark, it won't be
just another rainy day.
Struggling and trying on your knees, crying, I can't make it anymore. You're praying to the Father to just come and water your soul with the word from the Lord. A dry and thirsty season is just the right reason to believe God's about to move. In the heat of the day,
tells you to start, you better not hesitate. He's got a master plan, He's working, and the best thing for you to do is obey.
Here's the Singing Weavers, Give God the Glory.
Things go better when you give God the glory. It's a surefire way to get things done. You can win the battle when you give God the glory. You're fighting in a battle that's already won. Give God the glory, give God the praise. Don't be giving in your selfish ways. You'll be living happy for the rest of your days when you give God the glory and you give God the praise. David met Goliath on a field of battle. He knew down in his heart that he was not alone. He knew God was with him when the giant was a-fallen. He gave God the glory when he picked up the stone. In this sinful world that we're living, every day's a battle and there's giants all around. Let me tell you, brother, when you give God the glory, you can see the giants come a-tumbling down. Things go better when you give God the glory. It's a surefire way to get things done. You can win the battle when you give God the glory. You're fighting in a battle that's already won. Once I was a-living in a state of indecision, walking through this world in a life of sin. Now I'm on my way to eternal salvation. Jesus made a way to let me get in.
Things go better when you give God the glory. It's a surefire way to get things done. You can win the battle when you give God the glory. You're fighting in a battle that's already won.
Give God the glory, give God the praise. Don't be giving in your selfish ways. You'll be living happy for the rest of your days when you give God the glory and you give God the praise.
happy for the rest of your days. When you give God the glory and you give God the praise, you'll be living happy for the rest of your days. When you give God the glory and you give God the praise, you give God the glory and you give God the praise.
Ah, the Singing Weavers, give God the glory. Here's Mark Dean. This is called On Borrowed Time.
For years I've sang God's music as I travel on my way. I have witnessed for my Lord, His hands have led my way. Then one day without warning, pain gripped this heart of mine. The doctor said, as he shook his head, you're on borrowed time. On borrowed time, I'm on borrowed time. But it did not change at all, not at all, this old heart of mine. I just smiled and told my doctor I'm feeling mighty fine.
Everywhere I go, everyone I know lives on borrowed time.
You might think I would worry, but I don't, not at all. I'm ready for the moment I hear my Savior call, and I won't be discouraged. His peace is truly mine, for by His grace I live in faith, one day at a time. On borrowed time, I'm on borrowed time. But I did not change at all,
not at all,
this old heart of mine.
I just smiled and told my doctor I'm feeling mighty fine.
Everywhere I go, everyone I know lives on borrowed time. Everywhere I go, everyone I know lives on borrowed time.
Here's Dwight McCall, and this is called Pathway of My Savior, right here for you on Praise the Lord and Radio Action. Thank you for joining me.
So many times I've stumbled on the road of life.
Me, there I will.
Take a moment to thank you for listening to Praise the Lord on my favorite radio station. Please contact the station and let them know you listen to Praise the Lord and all the other great programming they have to offer. Well, I pray you're having a good day and that you're enjoying the program here today. Coming up next, I have Mr. Jeff Allen and some comedy for you on Praise the Lord and Radio Action. Here's Jeff Allen.
And those of you who have had teenagers under your roof know it's like living with bad roommates. There comes a point where they don't think for a minute they need you for anything. And then they just start taking without permission. And asking, and I mention this because my son, I almost killed him. I almost did. My wife always said to me, how come them boys listen to you better than me? I said, because I know how to talk to young men. A month and a half ago, I told a 19-year-old, keep it up, I'll run you over with the truck. He started to laugh. Oh. I love grapes. I'm telling you, I love grapes. Did I mention I love grapes? Red grapes, I love them. I picked off 3 pounds, 3 pounds of them. Put them in a colander myself. All 3 pounds in a colander, individual, loose. Washed them in the sink, so when I got them wet, when I put them in the fridge, the cold air would hit them and make them crisp. Orbs of juice. Sweet. I love them. So now I go out and hit golf balls in the summer in Tennessee, 95 degrees, 90% humidity. I'm sweating, and I'm thinking as I'm driving home, I should get a Gatorade, but then I remember, no, I have grapes, orbs of juice. I'm salivating, pulling the driveway, and I'm coming up, and I go to the fridge, and I open it up, and it was, oh, they're gone, my orbs. Coming down the hall is my son, with a colander empty and one grape in his hand. One grape left out of 3 pounds. And I said, stop! Put the grape down and back away from the colander. He looks at me and goes, what? Tell me you didn't eat 3 pounds of grapes. Is that a lot? Well, if I were you, boy, I'd get a couple of magazines and I wouldn't stray too far from the bathroom. And the laughter you hear coming out of the hallway will be mine. Maniacal. Laughter. Is that a lot? That's a kid that came to me one day and he said he needed some space. I needed some space. Gave him my father's answer when I told him I needed space. My dad opened the front door and said, a lot of space out there, boy.
Here's Hope's song.
This morning and my heart was so heavy. Felt like I had sinned and wandered far from God. All I saw was weaknesses, my sins were there before me. Even though I knew I was redeemed by the blood, I didn't feel like praying and I didn't feel like singing. I didn't feel like doing anything for God. When I knelt down and prayed, I heard the Spirit telling me, you have been accepted, you're redeemed by the blood. Redeemed by the blood, redeemed by the blood. Through the blood of Jesus, God is satisfied. Redeemed by the blood, redeemed by the blood. I am now accepted, I'm redeemed by the blood. So in God I'm justified, all because for me he died. I can get excited, I'm redeemed by the blood. Redeemed by the blood, redeemed by the blood. Through the blood of Jesus, God is satisfied.
One of my favorite groups, that was Hope Song. That was called Redeemed.
I believe it'll fall on dream. He says, be still and know I'm everywhere. And as for tomorrow, well, I'm already there.
Brooke Aldridge, he's already there, right here for you on Praise the Lord and Radio Action. Thank you for joining me on today's program. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Looks upon me as I struggle alone. They say
brothers, please pray for me.
When I'm out there in a storm, pray for me. When the cold won't keep me warm, pray for me. When I'm tossed across the ocean, if you get the notion to be my special angel, pray for me. Oh, and in my darkest hour, pray for me.
like the rain falls on a flower. Pray for me. I know the Lord, He does renew. And when the right words come from you, He will surely listen. Please pray for me. I'm just an old lost soul, it seems. Pray for me. Hoping to be redeemed. Pray for me. I'm just a pilgrim who has strayed with so much debt to pay. So when I pass your way, pray for me.
Brothers, pray for me. You're listening to Don Suhan, and this is Praise the Lord. I just don't know why more people don't listen to his program.
I'll tell you why not. Devious and amoral and unreliable and irresponsible and definitely not to be trusted.
Here's a group called Southern Ray. Great song. This is called What a Day That Will Be, right here for you on Praise the Lord and Radio Action. Thank you so much for joining me.
Shall come no more clouds. no more pain, no more parting.
Raised, what a day that will be. Hey, that's all the time I have for this edition of Praise the Lord. I want to thank you for joining me, and please come back again next time when we do it all again. Until then, this is Dawn Suhan saying bye now.